she took the old consumption. And it broke the boy's heart, you know. They carried her off to the mountains to try to gain her health, you see. But listen, all of you good people, you never can live on TV. Set up on his sweetheart's bed. But the saddest part of all the story, now the boy, he is dead. They buried them both in the mountains. They sleep together now at rest. The OTV took them to but God in heaven knows the best. Ooh, ooh, but God in heaven knows the best.
Hello, and welcome to the second period. Talking Music Program, Volume 2, Episode 38, whatever. My name's Robert Hay. That was Rusty York with There at Rest with Each Other. I'm not having a very good day. And look, it's not your fault. I can never be mad at you. I'm not really mad. And you know, I think that might have been a lie. Not about not being mad, because I'm not mad. But about I can never be mad at you. I could probably be mad at you if you punch me in the head or burn my house down. So don't do that. Don't punch me in the head. Don't burn my house down. That's just terrible. Why would you even think about doing that? No, I just haven't had a great... I had an okay day. That's just some stuff that I'm dealing with. No, it's just... whatever. I'll be fine. Guys, the point I'm trying to make right here is please stop worrying about me. I'm going to be okay. And so are you. Don't burn my house down. Blackfoot with Dry County Kicks with Atomic Bombs and Dead Lord with Envying the Dead. You like how I did that pause? I went Kicks and then I just let it sit. I did that because that's what you do when you're a professional. I'm also drinking water right now, so professionalism undone. Oh, that's delicious. Did you hear me swallow? I bet that was gross. Sorry.
Terminal, 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 ter
was Cowtown with S.Y.P.S., The Subhumans with Businessmen, and The Dead Kennedys with Terminal Preppy. The background music this week is Thumbs Carlisle. He was the guitarist in Roger Miller's band for a while. I think this record is actually, I think it's called Roger Miller Presents Thumbs Carlisle or something like that. I think Roger Miller got his name in there somehow. I wanted to, oh, and it's a terrible recording of this record. Acknowledged. I wanted to start the show with a Roger Miller song called This Town from his third album, Third Time Around, but I couldn't find it. And I really thought that I had, as the kids say, ripped that album. You know, made it a digital thing. But apparently I haven't. And I don't know that this interests you at all. And for that, I sincerely apologize. Well, I don't. I mean, I think you could hear the insincerity in my voice when I said sincerely. You know, I think talking to you, even though I can't see you and frankly have no idea who you are, you're probably Shannon, because I think he's one of the few people who listen to this. Hi, Shannon. I think it's therapeutic. I think my night might be better now than it was when I started this. About... You know what I'm going to say 24 minutes ago, just so you'll think that I sit here and listen to all of these things in real time. So yeah, 24 minutes ago. But anyway. that was some guy who used to be in Genesis with some stupid song. Winston Wright before that with Moon Invader. There's that pause again. And Morrissey with Honey, You Know Where to Find Me. The credit or blame, as you see fit, for Studio goes to Tom McHenry, who talked about it today on Twitter, and I saw it. Saw his fault, guys. All Tom McHenry. Do you guys know Tom McHenry? Can I talk to you for a minute about Tom McHenry? Tom McHenry is an inspiration to me and should be an inspiration to all of us. He is a newspaper editor, not just a newspaper editor. He's a newspaper founder. He decided he wanted there to be a newspaper, and he started one. It's called The Proof, and you should look into it because it's great. He's also a cartoonist. He does a cartoon on the internet, and it also makes its way into print called Non-Canon. He is a, one assumes, loving husband, because how could he not be? He's great, and his wife's great too, but we're not talking about her right now. We're talking about Tom McHenry. Distance runner, man of letters. I'll say that. Yeah, he's a man of letters. Look, guys, he's the greatest guy in the world. So find out what Tom McHenry's doing and get into it. And when you get into it and you eventually cross paths with him, probably at some marathon or something, thank him for making me play that Phil Collins song that I just played, because you liked it. Let's just admit that to each other. You liked it. And I don't see why you wouldn't. Also, subscribe to Tom McHenry's newspaper, The Proof, because it's great. And look, I write stuff for it sometimes, and I'm not telling you to subscribe to it or that it's great because I write for it. The two are really unrelated. They're just coincidental. Yes, I write for it. Yes, it's great. But one does not cause the other. Although the greatness of the paper does kind of make me try to escalate the greatness or attempted greatness of what I do to... God, why don't I just shut up? Tom McHenry.
I think I got the wrong house.
their way to the cutting rock. It's our fucking endless day. Find the illusion, my God. Immortal in black. Immortal in black. Immortal in black. Immortal in black.
Exhumer. Immortal in black. Dangerous Toys with teasing, pleasing. Conway Twitty with I'll Have Another Cup of Coffee. My favorite part of that Dangerous Toy song is in the middle when he just kind of loses it. I don't know what he's trying to get across. I know it probably sounded pretty great when I tried to imitate it just now, but I'm bad at it. Hey guys, you know I did this professional wrestling fanzine called The Atomic Elbow. Well, guess what? Somebody, specifically Evil Weevil Records of Pennsylvania, is putting out a collection of the first four issues, and you can order it right now on their website. It's a pre-order. It will be out in July. It's Evil Weevil Records. Just Google it. I think it's Evil Weevil Records. Big Cartel, I think, is the site. But anyway, you can pre-order it. It's only $10 for the material contained in the first four issues, featuring an exclusive foreword by professional wrestler Ultra Mantis Black. I'm pretty happy about it. I mean, I didn't make the book. I mean, I wrote the majority of it, and I edited it and did the, put it together. But I would be remiss if I did not mention all of the talented artists and writers and people who helped me with this and have material in it, because I did not do this by myself. Nobody ever does anything by themselves, but this is definitely a group effort, and I want to give credit to everybody who's a part of this as well as me. But I don't want to sit here and list off all of their names, because I will invariably forget someone. So anyway, go buy the book. Everybody's credited in there, and you can see to whom credit should be given besides me. So yeah, buy my book, or our book. Buy that book that I mostly did, that I 65% did? I don't know.
Give me three steps.
Leonard Skinner, Get Me Three Steps, Perturbator, Meet Jimmy, and Arcade Metropolis with Dangerous Curves. And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking and Music Program, Volume 2. Thanks a lot, guys. I will see you next time. Last song we're going to hear is a song by a band called On the Might of Princes. The song is called For Meg. It's from their record, Where You Are and Where You Want to Be. That's what that's called, right? I don't know. Why don't I make you listen while I look that up? Because even though I'm positive I know this, suddenly became unsure of myself. I'm taking my time looking it up. Where You Are and Where You Want to Be by On the Might of Princes is the album. It came out on Traffic Violation Records. The song's called For Meg. Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2. Thank you for listening. The end of the talking part. There's still like a song that I just told you about. It you should probably stick around for that. Bye.
She was the girl in that song.
And that's it. She was in a song. That's why she's so famous. I mean, she didn't save a country or invent something great or murder someone.
Do you know how hard it is to get yourself in a song?
Jeez.
You ain't the rest of those?
How could a song make her a legend?
She'd have been a legend with or without that guy.